Podcast by your ATS legend, Simeus Day. Guess it's going to be a 2-for-1 special for you guys today. Maybe 3-for-1 before I get done today. I don't know. I need to sleep, but can't, as always. So, I thought I would do this one and talk a little bit about Ron Paul and some of the censorship that his campaign has been subject to, and just overall some of the opinions some people seem to express in regards to him. And just as a little bit of support to this podcast, I've got a thread up right now that is over in U.S. politics. And it's titled, To Support Ron Paul is to Support the Constitution and Limiting of Federal Governmental Power. So if any of you guys want to go check that out, feel free. Not getting a whole lot of activity right now, but I didn't really expect it to, so no big deal. But it seems to me that some people have sort of a strange view as far as Ron Paul goes. Really, in a lot of instances, it's almost like a love him or hate him sort of deal, where, you know, a good many of us here at Above Top Secret are absolutely in love with the guy, and at the same time, there's probably an equal amount that just absolutely hate Ron Paul. And I don't, you know, I just don't really understand it, because everything he stands for is for the U.S. Constitution and the limiting of federal governmental power. And I just don't see how anybody could look at those as bad things. I mean, you know, especially when it comes to things, you know, like the Federal Reserve. How could anybody support this? How could anybody want the wealth of our nation to be controlled by a group of bankers? That's just asinine to me. It's crazy. I don't understand it. It makes no fucking sense whatsoever. But at the same time, everybody's got a right to their opinion, and I'm not going to really tell you you're wrong. I disagree with it, but it's not my place to tell you guys you're wrong. I know I love to toot my own horn here quite a bit, as some of you seem to have noticed, but still, it doesn't give me any right to dictate to anybody, you know, when their opinion is wrong. So I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm just going to talk a little bit about my personal feelings on the situation. And personally, one of the absolute best things about Ron Paul to me is, after so many years now of having absolutely no faith in any politician whatsoever, Ron Paul has just filled me with a desire to actually participate in our governmental processes, such as, you know, naturally voting. And that means a lot to me, because I honestly had almost given up completely. You know, we had, during my lifetime, I've had Reagan, I've had Bush Sr., I've had Clinton and Bush Jr. And, you know, while, for the most part, I look at Ronald Reagan as being a fairly decent president, if for no other reason than the comedy he allowed. And I look at Bush Sr. as just an absolute piece of garbage. And just like his son's no better. And Clinton was even worse. All these people that want to praise Clinton for how wonderful he was, I just don't get it. I think it more amounts to the fact that people are fascinated with the fact he got himself played with a little bit in the White House and smoked pot, which, you know, woohoo, who hasn't? Well, not the White House part anyway. But on top of that, he sold God knows how many of our military secrets to the Chinese, which is just ridiculous. That's treasonous on a level that's not even funny. And there was a time not so long ago when people were being put on trial for much less during the McCarthy days. And I'm sure if McCarthy was still kicking and screaming, he would have had a field day with Clinton. And really, Bush Jr. is right there with him on the treasonous level. He's, you know, while I definitely feel that he's nothing more than a puppet on a string, he's still actually signing the bills that are taking our liberties away. And it's just, it's pathetic. It's truly pathetic. And we still, you know, we sit here and we let it happen. You know, the majority of us don't say a word as long as our show for the night isn't canceled or, you know, overrun by a State of the Union address. That's about the majority of us. That's about as far as we go into caring about the presidency. But anyway, back to Ron Paul. Let me get off my little tangent. I absolutely love the guy. I mean, I see him and I'm sure he's got skeletons in his closet, just like all the rest of us. But he just looks so damn sincere. He truly seems it. He seems like he really cares. And that's what I want in a president. You know, I could care less about what kind of front they can put up. When I look at him and he looks like he genuinely cares about what he's saying. And when he goes so against the status quo in the country these days, it's just amazing to me. And I absolutely love the guy for it. And I promise you, I will be voting in 2008. And God willing, I will be voting for Ron Paul. And I really hope a lot of you guys will be doing the same. But again, I know everybody's got their own candidate and their, you know, free will. You gotta love it. But I just the criticism he gets, I just don't understand. It seems crazy to me that so many people could be against the Constitution. And make no mistake about it, when you criticize a lot of these things that he says, and when you're diehard against some of the positions he takes, you're directly contradicting the Constitution of the United States. And to me, that's being against the Constitution. And I've noticed that a lot of these people, which I also covered in my thread I told you guys about, I've noticed a lot of these people, they tend to spout the same little catchphrases, which, whether it be, you know, Islamo-fascist, or when they talk about Hillary Clinton, they refer to her as Mrs. Bill Clinton, which are just, you know, cornerstones of Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage and Sean Hannity. And I can't help but think that that's the only place these people are getting their fucking news from. And if you're getting your news from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Michael Savage or even that bullshit liberal effort, Air America, you're not getting news. You're getting biased bullshit that relates to absolutely nobody and that serves only to further an agenda and to line their pockets. That's all it's about. It's entertainment for people that cannot think for themselves. And it fascinates me the sheer amount of people that actually made it to above top secret that are just devout followers of these people. And the reason it shocks me so much is because everybody at above top secret seems to be above the level, above that level of just being standard. And then when I see these people that are just perfect sheep, it amazes me because I don't expect them to really make it this far or to last here, because there are so many opinions that are differing, and most of these people, they don't flow with differing opinions very well, and therefore they end up either banned or they quit, or they throw a piss-ass tantrum and bitch and moan, and then they quit, or, you know, whatever. They usually just don't last, put it that way. And it's just, it amazes me how anybody could take this bullshit that these people talk about so much to heart. And, I mean, you got these guys, even certain people here at Buff Top Secret, that are minions of Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, that are screaming at the raft from the rafters about, let's go and get rid of the Islamic scum that's ruining the planet, when they know absolutely nothing about these people. The only thing they know about these people is what they're told. And it amazes me, especially since so many of these people claim to be Christians. What they want a genocide is what they want. They want to bring back the Holocaust, this time with the Islamics being the victims. And it's just crazy. But anyway, I'm off on another tangent again. I don't know. I'm tired. I'm really tired. This would probably be a lot better if I wasn't so damn sleepy. But screw it. We're going to go with it anyway, right? But, and then, you know, it comes down to these same people. They call us crazy for liking Ron Paul. And they call us crazy for denying the fact that Ron Paul is being censored in the mainstream media. And, you know, through Rush Limbaugh, through Sean Hannity. And what's amazing to me is Rush and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage, they all claim to be such staunch conservatives, when the only conservative candidate out there right now is Ron Paul. You think they would be praising this guy like nobody else. But they will not mention him unless it's in a negative light. And even then, they usually don't talk about Ron Paul or any of his positions. They talk about the people they call, you know, the crazy Ron Paul followers. And, you know, I know I might be, you know, borderline crazy, which I'm probably way past that at this point. But still, when it comes to having a little bit of common sense and being able to read a little bit of sincerity off of someone, I'm pretty good at it. And as well as a lot of other people here at Above Top Secret. And just to see how blatant the censorship of Ron Paul is being, and then see the same, you know, see people just turn around and say, "You're crazy. They're not censoring him. They're not censoring him. They're not. You're fucking crazy." And it's stupid. How can you turn on the news while you're sitting here at your computer and you see all of this Ron Paul support, but then you turn on the news and you look at the screen and you hear nothing? You don't even hear his name unless it's in a negative light. How can you say there's not censorship? If the media is in tune with the people at large, and especially in tune with the internet public, that's all you would see is Ron Paul 24/7. He would have taken over CNN, Fox News, and everything else at this point. But nope, nothing at all. You hear nothing. You turn on your TV, you hear Glenn Beck criticize him a little bit, and then slip one little nice word in there to just so he can criticize him a little bit longer. And it's ridiculous. I'm sick of it. And the people in this country, we need to just say, "Fuck you guys." If you're gonna treat us this way, and if you're gonna make such an effort to go against the things that we want, we're not gonna fucking watch you anymore. We're gonna turn you off. And if we would all get together and just say the hell with these people, turn off Rush Limbaugh, turn off Sean Hannity, turn off Michael Savage, turn off CNN, Fox, MSNBC, all of it, then maybe in time it might actually make a difference. And the same goes for just everything in this country. We have no sense of togetherness anymore. We don't get together and just get mad anymore. We don't get pissed off anymore. We don't get just fucking angry at the way things are done. You know, we get mad personally. We sit at the house and we bitch and we piss and we moan and we scream at the TV like, you sons of bitches, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then we forget about it when our show comes on and we zone out. And we don't take to the streets anymore. We don't boycott anymore. We don't raise hell anymore. We don't say we're fucking mad as hell anymore. And I think that's actually what this country needs. It needs a little bit of passion, a little bit of anger, and a little bit of fire, and a little bit of just being fucking pissed off and being fucking sick of it. And no more of this pansy shit of, well, we need to just talk. We need to talk about it. We need to, you know, we need to get together and just try to work things out in a civil way. That doesn't do shit. That does nothing. That did nothing for the blacks in the 60s at all. Make no mistake about it. It did absolutely nothing. It was the anger and the backlash that helped. It was saying, you know, if you're going to do us this way, you're not going to have the benefits we bring, so fuck you until you change. And that's what got shit done. And same with Vietnam and everything else. It wasn't this, you know, come together and let's get out in the field and screw and get naked and get high. That's not what changed things. No matter how bad the hippies want to believe it, that didn't change anything. That just gave them an excuse to get naked and get laid and get high. And that was it. Nothing else. They did nothing. It was the anger and the frustration and the saying, damn it, if you're not going to change it, we're going to change it. That's what does things. That's what changes things. And it's a damn shame that that's the way it has to be, but it's almost like it is required or nothing is going to change. And I don't know. This is probably going so far beyond incoherent at this point. I guess I might as well just end it. But I really wish some of you guys that criticize Ron Paul would at least look into him a little bit before you do so, you know, and stop believing this crap you say, you know, or you see about how Ron Paul's a bigot just because some third party wrote something and used, you know, his support to get it out there. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. It's crazy. You know, look at the guy. Look at his policies. Look at the fact that he's actually for the Constitution and for this country. And give him the benefit of the doubt to just shut up and listen to him for a minute. Listen to what the hell he's saying. Think about it. Think about it. Just open your heart for just a minute and pay attention to him. And from there, make your own mind up. You know, don't just be so closed-minded that, you know, if you're a liberal Democrat, don't say, fuck him, I'm not going to vote for him because he's a Republican. You know, if you're a Republican, don't say, I'm not going to fucking vote for him because Rush said not to vote for him. That's stupid. Open your fucking mind. Open it. And just take it in. And then, if you don't want to vote for the guy, don't vote for the guy. That is your right. But embracing ignorance about the whole situation, that does not benefit you. It does not benefit me. It does not benefit your children or your grandchildren or anybody else. The only people that benefits are the ones that want us to be stupid. And as long as we keep being stupid, they're going to stay in power. They're going to stay happy. And they're not going to give a fuck what we want. They're going to keep using us as cannon fodder. And that's the way things are going to goddamn be. And I'm fucking sick of it. It needs to change. And now I'm going to step off my soapbox and let you guys go. RonPaul2008.com. Check it out. Live it. Love it. Learn it. Spread it around. And with that, let me say hey to Snake Slayer, my little bro Steve-O, Green-Eyed Leo, Speaker of Truth, and Hinga, and Dead Flag Blues, anybody else I'm forgetting, I'm sorry. I'll get you in the next one. Take care.